Congress demands ABC News James Goldstein explain Epstein cover-up. By Joshua Kaplan on November 18, 2019. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and a pair of other Republican lawmakers are demanding ABC News explain why it killed a bombshell report on damning allegations against deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. In a letter to ABC News President James Goldstein, McCarthy, House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Doug Collins, RGA, and House Foreign Affairs Committee Ranking Member Mike McCall, RTX, write they are deeply concerned that this victim, in search of justice, went to ABC News, provided information and an interview, and then ABC News chose to bury the truth. The letter's existence was first reported by journalist Megyn Kelly, who shared it to her Instagram page. McCarthy, Collins, and McCall criticize the network for possibly aiding human traffickers and call on Goldstein to turn over Good Morning America co-host Amy Robach's interview with Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre to congressional investigators for review. ABC News's initial response and subsequent actions reveal their priority is to identify and hold accountable the individual who released the video to the public, the lawmakers write. We believe that uncovering the source of the information is incomparably less important than the possibility of exposing the source of a human trafficking operation. Earlier this month, Project Veritas released an undercover video in which Robach is seen telling a producer that a witness brought information regarding Epstein, which also implicated former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew, but the network squashed the explosive story. I've had this interview with Virginia Giuffre. Robach is seen explaining of the alleged Epstein victim. We would not put it on the air. I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. The palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways, she continues. I had it all 3 years ago. A clip of Robach's complaint was saved in ABC News' internal video clip library by Ashley Bianco, then a junior producer at the network. Bianco was fired from CBS News, who had hired her in recent weeks, after Project Veritas published the video. She has vehemently denied leaking the clip or doing anything with it after the day it was recorded. ABC News brass is scrambling to hunt down the staffer behind the leak, even searching through employees' inboxes and conducting interrogations, according to the New York Post's Page 6. Project Veritas says its source still works for ABC News.